From Alaska Public Media, this is State of Art. Welcome to State of Art, your weekly dose of Anchorage arts and culture. I'm Ammon Swenson. Coming up, we'll hear from Wild Shore New Music. The group focuses on performing modern chamber music while reflecting on place and environment. They have a concert here in Anchorage on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. in the UAA Recital Hall. We're joined by Wild Shore founders Andy Tanning, Katie Cox, and Conrad Winslow to find out more. Winslow speaks next.
All three of us were born and raised in the state, and we met one another in New York City, where we have lived and work. And we discussed various ideas for projects that would bring us back to Alaska, some way that we could connect our home with our careers on the East Coast. And so in 2013, we founded this project to bring new classical music, contemporary classical music to Alaska, and playing music by living composers and presenting concerts in South Central Alaska ever since.
Awesome. And this is your 10th season.
Yeah, and this is Andy. And I would add a few things, too, about kind of the history of this festival. So I think it's worth noting where we all grew up. And Conrad actually grew up here in Homer. And Homer's really kind of the heart of our festival. And then we present our concerts also elsewhere. We work in Kenai and Soldotna and Anchorage. We've even gone as far north as Talkeetna, which was really fun. Katie and I both actually grew up in Fairbanks and have known each other for quite a long time, since we were 8 years old. And Katie herself spent a lot of time down in this area as well, growing up with her father, who was a fisherman. So we have also quite a few personal ties to this specific area. And in our presentation of contemporary classical and working with living composers, we also have very much enjoyed not only introducing other incredible musicians from all over the country and the world to this beautiful state and presenting their talents here, but also working with the incredible artists who are already here in Alaska. And for example, last season, we had a really big group. It was so much fun. We worked with Scott Hansen from Fairbanks, Cade Bissell and Sandra Cox from Anchorage, and Monfried Funk from here in Homer. And other artists from the state of Alaska that we've worked with in the past are not only musicians, but also actors and storytellers and poets. We've worked with Eva Salidas and Jennifer Norton. And in the future, in the next couple seasons, we'll be presenting Heidi Sanungatuk, originally from Fairbanks, who now spends much of her time here in Homer, and also members of BAMUA, the incredible Anchorage-based quartet of singers. And we're working with storyteller Yari Walker, who's based in Anchorage and originally from Savunga. So that's also been a really exciting part of working with not only living composers, but artists and musicians who are here in the state of Alaska.
Yeah, collaboration is a huge part of what you do, sounds like.
That's right.
Yeah, well, so you're going to be performing in Anchorage on Sunday. So when and where is that? And yeah, we'll dive into that concert a little bit.
So we are doing a concert that's going to be our last concert of this tour in Anchorage at University of Alaska Anchorage in the recital hall there, the Fine Arts Building. That is on Sunday at 7:30.
So it does sound like you have some interesting aspects to these performances, more collaboration, and it sounds like maybe premiering some new music as well.
That's right. So three of us have been playing together for over a decade, and the piece that I've written for the three of us to play, which will be played live for its first time this week, the world premiere of this piece, really carries with it the history of our friendship. I've written several pieces for the three of us, and this is by far the most extensive, the longest piece that I've written for this trio and combination. And it's an unusual combination because it's piano and it's flute and it's violin. So you have two high instruments playing with the piano. And what I'm exploring is questions of leadership, who's leading, who's following, how multiple voices join together to form one conglomerate voice, how we understand groups to form, how we think about history and migration. And these questions that are present in my piece which is called Longliner Trio, are also present in other pieces that we're presenting on the concert. We're dealing with themes of migration, identity, and the very question of landscape and home.
When you do original pieces of music, are you often inspired by Alaska, or is it kind of, you know, depends on what you're trying to do?
That's a great question. I feel like it's always under my skin. I don't think you can lose that. It filters through my music in various ways. I think the question of extremes comes to me from having grown up in Alaska. These big contrasts have always been a part of my music. I'm always going for the biggest, most shocking change, from something really loud to something really quiet, mm-hmm. something really beautiful to something really grainy. And these,
from Alaska to New York, that's an extreme.
That's another extreme.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of my kind of maturing has been to kind of chill out a little bit and figure out how to make really smooth transitions, because the Alaskan elements are so big. I mean, it's so ever present. Absolutely.
This is Andy, and I loved your response, Conrad, about how Alaska is always kind of in your bones when you grow up here. I mean, you can never lose it. And I love hearing you talk about how that influences your music. And I would also expand upon that by saying how Alaska and the landscape and the place has continually influenced our programming here at Wild Shore, even in the name of our organization, Wild Shore New Music. I mean, that's directly inspired from, you know, what we're looking at right now as we talk to you. We're looking at a gorgeous, incredible, dynamic mountain range with glaciers and the ocean. Worked with commissioned music by composers who have spent time here and responded to the landscape. But we have also very frequently programmed music that is responding to place in general, the idea of the landscape, of areas of the world, areas of the country, the ideas of home. Two of the pieces that are on our program this year, written by Eve Baglarian, are part of her river project, in which she traveled down the Mississippi River and composed music that was responding to how that river and has really influenced our culture, and how the physical surroundings of a place and of people influence who they are and how our culture grows. And that always seems to keep coming back year after year as we program music for Wild Shore and as we work with people. It really is inextricable.
Well, could you maybe touch on some of the educational aspects of what you folks are doing? What types of stuff are you, teaching some of the kids or communities?
Yeah, so this is Katie speaking, and to answer your question about education, we all have some background in education and teaching. I'm a teaching artist in New York City, and I've been presenting, interactive concerts for children of all ages. And so we're doing a family concert in Kenai at the Kenai Fine Arts Center, and it's going to be a concert where open to all ages, and we're going to be exploring, you know, different musical elements of melody and rhythm, but also hearing the three instruments, our three instruments, flute, violin, piano, and what they sound like. What do they sound like together? What do they sound like separately? And then there'll be some opportunities to create new music, since that is so much of what we do, is creating new music, where we can look at shapes and how does that melody, does it go up, does it go down? If it was, what was a circle sound like? What does a square sound like?
You get that next generation.
That's right. Yep.
I would just add, this is Conrad speaking, that all three of us have trained as classical musicians. And so the practice of working with notated music informs what we do, even as we bring in influences from all different genres. All three of us have played in bands. We've worked in folk music contexts, in rock band contexts, and those other genres inform how we think about sound, how we think about shows, performing, how we engage with different practices of music. But it all, for us, goes back to that training, working with scores and translating the notation into sound. And so these educational events are a way of exploring improvisation in combination with interpretation.
Hmm. Yeah, in the music world, we call that graphic scores, which really can be anything. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, that's about all I've got for you. But is there anything else that you folks would want to add about any of the upcoming concerts or maybe just kind of how to stay aware of what Wild Shore has going on?
Yeah, this is Katie speaking. Well, first of all, you know, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and our website is wildshore.org. And I would just like to make this call out to all your listeners and art makers out there that, you know, we would love to hear from you because we're always looking for new ways to collaborate, whether it's with storytellers, dancers, musicians, and, you know, find us on www.wildshore.org. Our email's on there. And, you know, I'd love to see who's out there and wanting to create something new.
And this Andy, I wanted to note that, as Conrad was mentioning, our program that we're presenting this weekend has a lot of different influences from folk to electronic to classical music. And it was so exciting for us to see that the Sitka Summer Music Festival just presented the Catalyst Quartet, both in Sitka and Anchorage. And so for those of you in Anchorage who attended those concerts and liked what you heard, they present a lot of music from our dear friends and collaborators. And if you enjoyed their concert, I think you'd really enjoy ours as well.
Those were the founders of Wild Shore New Music, Andy Tanning, Katie Cox, and Conrad Winslow. They're on their 10th season of presenting modern chamber music in South Central Alaska. The group will be performing in Anchorage on Sunday at 7:30 p.m. in the UAA Recital Hall. They'll be joined by UAA Professor of Viola, Miriam English Ward. Let's wrap things up with a sample from the Wild Shore New Music Trio performing Bypass, composed by Conrad Winslow. This was recorded in 2018. And that's all the time we have for you today. Find us on the web at alaskapublic.org, the Alaska Public Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Ammon Swenson. Thanks for listening.
State of Art is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. The views expressed are those of the hosts and participants and do not reflect KSKA or its underwriters. Theme music is Spring Breakup by Termination Dust. Get in touch with the host by sending an email to soa@alaskapublic.org.